From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a Coin6 Digital exclusive.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome into another Your Weather podcast. Today, we are talking about the special appearance of Comet Neowise. And ever since the early parts of July, we've been able to see that phenomena up in the skies. It's been pretty cool. Got Joseph Dames, our weekend meteorologist, also on the line. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning, everybody. This is a very exciting topic, especially since everyone's sending photos in, so I think people are really attaching to what we have going on out there right now.
Yeah, and I think the comet has just been so visible across the Western Hemisphere, and especially with our recent clear weather here in Portland, there have been some amazing moments where we can see the comet pretty clearly. So big shout out to all those folks who have been sending us photos. If you do catch the comet and you've got a camera, try and snap a photo. I did have a friend who took a picture of the comet on her iPhone 11 and it worked pretty well. So
yeah, that's one of the great parts about this comet is that you can just see it from your own eyes or your iPhone camera. I mean, that's how great technology is right now. And it's spectacular that it's happening in July and not in the winter where it's cloudier or something like that. This is like really great timing.
Yeah, exactly. So let's kind of talk about the comet itself and a little bit more about it. It was discovered back in March, but at that point, still too far away from Earth to see it visibly without a telescope. And it was named Neowise from the telescope that found it by scientists. And it's got a pretty dorky name, I think. I mean, we call it Neowise, but it's actually an acronym. And Joseph, do you know what it is?
Right. It's one of my favorites, yeah. So it's the Near Earth Object Wide Field Infrared Survey Explorer. That's what Neowise stands for, which is just a great, great name. Yeah, that is just like you said, a bit geeky, but amazing in my opinion.
The Near Earth Object Wide Field. Yeah, so it's right. It was this comet was named after the telescope, which is named that, and that which found it back in March. So they named it the comet Neowise, and then it's actually got more to its name. It's called C/2020 F3, and those all have meanings too. So quickly, scientists are saying it's a pretty large orbit, and they did say it was non-periodic at this moment. It's a little confusing for even both of us, but so far, since it doesn't have a period, like it may not ever come back near Earth. They gave it the rating of a C. That's what they call a non-periodic comet. So that was a little confusing because scientists are saying it may be back in Earth's orbit or near Earth within, 6,800 to 7,000 years. So that's a little confusing there, but I don't know if you have any thoughts on that.
Yeah, it may just take a very long, slow orbit. But it is, because I think some of the other comets, like Halley's Comet comes around like every 75 years, so that one, they classify with a P. So maybe it's just a timing thing, but 6,800 years, if it does return, long gone.
Right. So this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Yes,
so definitely try and go see it. And then again, the other parts of the name, the 2020 is the year it was found. And F stands for March. So there you go. Pretty interesting name for the comet.
It is, yeah. It's spot on. They just name it exactly what it is. This is what we saw. This is the time. This is the frame. This is the instrument that was used. And boom, there's the name. So, it is pretty exciting there. I think what's great about it is you also get multiple opportunities to see it during the day. So if you're like a morning person, there's a time frame in the morning that it's visible, and then again at night. So you could technically go out there in the morning and then revisit it again at night. And I think that's awesome. So you could get many opportunities, and we have some time to actually see it. It's only going to get better, right?
It is, yes. So as it gets closer to the end of July, the best day, or when the comet is closest to Earth, will be on July 23rd. So that is from the day that we're recording this on the 15th, which is a Wednesday. That'll be next Thursday, July 23rd. So yeah, get ready. I mean, we've got, you know, 10 more days or so to actually see the comet. Scientists are saying by the end of July, it starts to become a little too faint for the naked eye to see. So keep July 23rd in mind, and that'll be, you know, some good timing there to step outside. And right now in Portland, the best time has been about an hour after sunset. So right around 10 p.m., it's a good time to remember, keep in mind. It's when that sun starts to fade. There's still a little bit of light out, but you can see the comet clearly. It's pretty low to the horizon. It sits at about 15 degrees above the horizon, and then it's kind of just above the sunset too, towards the north-northwest. So there's your viewpoint. Try and go outside around sunset, and you'll see it. And then as we head into the overnight hours, you can still see it from about 3 a.m. to 4 a.m., so from 10 p.m. to 3 to 4 in the morning, except it'll be kind of more pointed towards the north-northeast. So look a little bit more towards your right or towards the east, and you'll be able to see it there. And maybe a little faint and a little bit lower on the horizon, too. So again, sunrise, best time to see from Portland.
Yes, there's no doubt about that. I would like to attribute some of this, the information to NASA, but I did read when it's here about July 22nd, 23rd is going to pass about 64 million miles from our planet. So although we can see it, it's still pretty far away, and that's at its like best and closest time frame in July 23rd, 64 million miles. So that's
pretty neat. Do you have any idea how fast it's moving?
I do not. I wish it, I don't have that information. Yeah.
Because I think it's moving pretty fast. But, you know, when you look outside on a summer night and you see a shooting star, you know, how fast they go. I had a couple of friends who thought that when I told them to go look at the comet, they would only catch a glimpse of it. Mm-hmm. And it would last, gone. You know, maybe 5 to 10 seconds. I'm like, no, this is going to be sitting, you know, in the sky.
Right.
You can see it.
Yeah.
From Earth, because, you know, we're very slow to rotate, and the comet is on this pretty straight path right in our view from Earth. So, yeah, my friend in Bend, Oregon had some amazing views. Mm. She climbed up a little hike and then saw it over Mount Jefferson.
Yeah, that'd be a great spot to check it out. Yeah, it's just moving in increments in our sky. So we have another week plus to really check it out. So a little bit about like the telescope that they use, the Wide Field Infrared Survey Explorer WISE. It was launched back in 2009, and then it was placed in hibernation in 2011, and then they resumed it in 2013, and then it was reactivated in 2020. So this thing, like the WISE of NEOWISE, has been around for over a decade, and it's really been useful. A great tool. Mm-hmm. I also read today that that the comet might have two tails, one that's made of dust and one that's made of gas, and the gas is a little bit smaller. So that's some new information that they have caught on a satellite, an infrared satellite as well. So really exciting. I mean, this is just pumped full of awesome information.
It's pretty crazy that we can see that far, mm-hmm. you know, with the help of a telescope, but. Mm-hmm. Just incredible to see the tail. And what is really cool about this comet is you can clearly see the tail in the sky, too.
Yeah.
And mostly, you know, it's gas and stuff, but it's pretty visible, a nice gassy tail of this comet. And it's also cool, too. I've noticed that you can see some good views of the moon and also Venus at that time, too. So that bright planet right by the moon. Is Venus. And then if you flip around while you are looking at NEOWISE, you can see Saturn and Jupiter. So almost do a full 180 and you can see Saturn and Jupiter as
yeah.
well.
Yeah. So I think it's just like a good time to just make a whole event out of it because, mm-hmm. you know.
Stargazing?
Yeah.
Comet gazing?
Yeah. It's really, really something just to like sit down and think about it. So to be able to see everything right now, it's awesome.
Yeah. Exactly. And in terms of our weather, we've been getting really lucky with this nice big ridge of high pressure over the Pacific Northwest. It's given us some clear conditions. And looking forward, as we record this on Wednesday again, I do think Friday morning will be a little cloudy to see. But As for the rest of the nights and sunset times ahead, I think we'll see some pretty good conditions into the weekend and beyond. We've got another big ridge of high pressure setting up next week. You know, if we don't see any fires that bring in any haze or smoke into the valley, I think we'll get some pretty clear moments to see this comet as we head towards the 22nd, 23rd of July.
I agree. Yeah. Again, just bringing it back to great timing. I mean, early July, we had morning clouds for virtually every day, temperatures in the 60s to 70s, so it was cloudy, and those clouds would thicken up at night, so we would have had, like, pretty poor viewing going out early July, but right on time, we start to get this ridge, summer weather, clear conditions at night, comfortable conditions, not too cold, not too warm right now, and it's just really great viewing weather.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, to go back, pretty much you'll want to take a peek at it right after sunset, which has been close to 9 p.m. in Portland, but around 10 p.m., give or take 15 minutes or so, as we move towards the rest of July. Look towards the north-northwest and pretty low to the horizon, and you will see the comet.
Yeah. One last thing I'd like to mention, although it's pretty visible and really bright, it's still a little tough right around Portland to get a good shot at this. So if you could get out of that light pollution, find something or somewhere, location that you feel comfortable with, you maybe have a family member with you, go out and check it out and send some photos in.
Yeah, so those darker neighborhoods or even a drive out just away from downtown Portland will do you all the good. And I do have one recommendation. So back when the pandemic started and everybody was quarantining, I was a huge movie buff and was watching everything, and I watched this sci-fi semi-thriller movie. It's called Coherence, and it's about this comet that's passing by, and this group of friends is having a dinner party, and everything starts to get strange. Like, the power goes out, and then two of the friends go out and investigate because there's one house down the block that has their lights on. It turns out to have some incredible twists, and they blame everything on this comet passing by Earth. So I really recommend the movie. It's called Coherence. I think it's on Amazon Prime, and I think it's free. So I really enjoyed it. It's not too spooky, just a little eerie. There's no, gore or anything. It's not a scary movie, but really fun to watch. And it's kind of relatable to right now. Maybe if strange things are happening, it's because of this comet.
Interesting. Yeah. I think I read that the comet's moving in retrograde, too. So instead of, it's moving in an interesting path.
Oh, got it. Yeah, I think when you do astrology, right, retrograde is never a good thing.
Well, I supposedly it's when things are a little more out of order.
Yeah, you blame Mercury for being in retrograde. Yeah. I've heard that from my friends who are really into astrology. Awesome. Well, yeah, go enjoy the views. We'll see some great weather as we finish out this week and then start next week. And again, heading into the second half of July, we'll get some perfect conditions to go stargazing, and you'll catch a really cool view of the comet NEOWISE as well.
The Coin 6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the Coin 6 podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.